WHW Monday. Tony Schiavone and Conrad Thompson.
Jim Crockett for Starcade, 605 NWA. TV title, Cajun Omni, the Bunkhouse Stampede. Flair and Horseman, Garvin, Boogie, Magnum, Dusty, Express Tag Team. Turner, Bonin, Mid-South, Joy World Championship Wrestling.
Talking about the great years of World Championship Wrestling, the NWA and Jim Crockett Promotion.
Tony and Friends North, they win. Look, Schiavone's back again. World title split off center stage. Bischoff, Disney, Hogan, and Nitro. New World Order and the Crow. Thunder Russo, Arquette Champ, Vinny Mac, simulcast. Tony's back with Conrad, not your classy podcast. Watch along, try not to laugh, lowest rules can't pass. This wasn't the initial plan, Tom Zink's a good-looking man. Klondike Bill, make a chair, Tommy, you come over here.
What happened when?
WHW Monday. And now, let's go to the ring, and here's your co-host, hey, it's Conrad Thompson.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and we're back with another bonus action all up in that ass on WHW Monday, exclusively here on Patreon. We greatly appreciate you guys joining us. We've already done the Great American Bash from 1986, which sort of ties into everything we've been doing this year on the show, but now something a little different, right, Tony?
I like the contrast. I really do. And our thanks to Frank Bruno out of the great state of Rhode Island. Frank's a good guy. Joining us for Double or Nothing, going to come down from Rhode Island to join us there. And long time, low-key big hog, always joins us on our Patreon Zoom. Frank is a good guy. He's a little misguided in his football fandom because he lives in Rhode Island and cheers for the Tennessee Titans. I don't know. But Frank wanted to go back again and take a look at some of the parts of his younger days. So, and we're going to see, something a lot different here. And this will be very interesting in many ways.
Well, we've got it fired up on the Peacock Network. Do you want to tell everybody what we're watching and how we got here?
Yeah, we're going to WrestleMania 22. WrestleMania 22, which, by the way, is episode 22 on the Peacock Network under WrestleMania. They have them listed by episodes. We're going to go to 2 hours, 14 minutes, and 35 seconds. That's 2 hours, 14 minutes, 35 seconds. They dip to black, and they come back, and we're going to show and listen to a package here as we have Vince McMahon go up against Shawn Michaels. Now, you know more about the past than I do, WrestleMania 22, and what do you remember about this match?
I think the original plan was to do something a little different. Batista had gone down with injury, and they had Kurt Angle slot in there. He sort of had to flip flop what he was doing. They turned it into a three way. Eddie Guerrero had just passed away, so they're trying to make it Rey Mysterio's sort of crowning moment. I think originally the rumor is Shawn Michaels wanted to wrestle Eddie Guerrero. Can you imagine what their WrestleMania would have been like?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But with everything sort of shaking out the way it did, they looked around and they said, well, what do we do? And here we are. We're going to watch Vince McMahon, AKA Mr. McMahon, wrestle Shawn Michaels. And Tony, I'm ready. If you want to give us a countdown, we'll take a look and see what these guys do, because it's going to be a spectacle.
Yeah, it really is. And I think before the match, we got a little package here. And if you are, again, at WrestleMania 22 on the cock, 2 hours, 14 minutes, and 35 seconds.
Get all up on the cock. And when Tony says play, we'll press play.
3, 2, 1. Play.
The reason is this man. It is so very, very personal. The McMahons have put Shawn Michaels on a highway to hell to get to WrestleMania. This one, no holds barred. Who's going to survive the journey? The boss, RHDK. He is the head man. Chairman of the WWE.
Me.
Did yours freeze?
No.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon, a business icon, creative genius, and one handsome, virile son of a bitch.
There's only one man I know that walks like that.
From now on, it's all about me. No more Mr. Nice Guy. That's
face the facts.
You kiss your boss's ass. Don't tell me you don't.
Damn it. Kiss my ass.
Kiss it. You like it? Come on.
Yeah. Manomania is running wild.
I'm not going to take any crap from anybody ever again. The means justify the ends. I tricked Brett. So what? As long as I get what I want, that's the right thing to do.
Die the heart.
It's still doing it. I don't
Break
know what's going on.
Shawn Michaels.
Yours is freezing.
And yeah. I'm here to give you exactly what
must be your
you
must
want.
Be Alabama internet.
Shawn Michaels, are you hating?
Fuck you.
I do want to say this: that my God, Vince was a great heel.
The best
sports man entertainer in the world.
Shawn Michaels is the most honored champion in history.
The showstopper.
Let me ask you this: who? I'll tell you what. Let's keep listening. I'll ask you the question during the match.
You That's a good idea. You fuck.
Are the chairman of the board of a multi-million-dollar corporation? Don't you think it's time that you grow up a little bit? Maybe it's time that you move on.
I screwed Bret Hart. Sean, don't make me screw you.
What's McMahon instructing his son to do now? Oh, what the hell is that? McMahon screws Bret Hart in 97, and now we gotta relive it here.
Just for the record, Shawn Michaels screwed Shawn Michaels.
He comes out here every night. He gives it his all to these fans. And he's done that his entire career. And this is the thanks he gets from his boss, Mr. McMahon.
This WrestleMania will be a turning point for Shawn Michaels. Your match with me now, Michaels, is no holds barred.
Mr. McMahon wants to maim Shawn Michaels to make sure Shawn Michaels can't even make it to WrestleMania this Sunday night.
You're screwed way worse than Bret Hart was ever screwed.
How does it feel to swallow your pride out here? Michaels has been castrated of his dignity.
You open the floodgates for your own personal hell.
Mr. McMahon said that he was going to be sure that Shawn Michaels' life becomes a living hell. And right now, it's just that.
Yeah. I hate people like you.
My father, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, is going to annihilate Shawn Michaels at his greatest creation of all time, WrestleMania.
This match is a no-holds-barred match scheduled for one fall, where there are no countouts and no disqualifications. Introducing first, from San Antonio, Texas, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I need you to have an outfit like that, Tony.
Mm, me too. Hey, I love the pictures.
Oh, I hung around the, yeah, that's cool. It's a nice touch.
That is very, very cool. Very well done. And so what they have done, they've taken the Montreal screw job and made it into an angle.
Right. Kind of.
It kicks off Mr. McMahon, right?
Yep.
Kind of makes you think the Montreal screw job was kind of a work, doesn't it?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Everything in wrestling's a work.
Okay.
Remember that. Everything.
Have you noticed since you got the vaccine
that Bill Gates is talking in my ear and I got a magnet sticking on my left arm here?
Just saying.
Where is this venue? This is nice, man. This looks tremendous.
I think it's Staples Center.
Okay. That's cool.
No, it's not. It's Chicago. Now that I remember.
Okay. I like it.
Let's track Vince McMahon's entrance here.
Okay.
On his first WWE title. But this match tonight is not about titles. It's about survival, and it's damn sure personal.
No chance, so that's what you got.
And making his way to the ring, weighing in at 248 pounds, he is the chairman
beyond unbelievable shape. We're 60 years old, and to look like that is amazing. But he is still one sick, perverse son of a bitch. He is genuinely evil. He is headed to hell. It's Mr. McMahon. And in my opinion, I don't think he can wait to get there so he can take over. Can you imagine his board meetings in hell? I've been in some. I can't. I'm sorry, folks, but I'm a little more personal about this match than normal. I joined his Kiss My Ass Club. I've been fired on numerous occasions.
Well, he's coming over here close to us. I mean, you'd like to take a cheap shot at him, wouldn't you, JR? Wait a minute, what is this now?
What's McMahon doing here?
Telling Shawn Michaels to look at this. Oh, boy. There it is.
Oh, for God's sakes.
He's the cover boy for Muscle and Fitness Magazine, all right?
He's an egomaniac. It's Mr. McMahon.
Here we go.
Shawn Michaels has seen enough. Michaels has seen enough. And this fight is on. And by God, it's going to be a...
What do you think of Vince's presentation here? The Muscle and Fitness, the tan, the jacked up.
The way he's walking to the ring.
The swagger dude.
Oh, just overdoing it. And great commentary from JR on this, man. Right on JR's lap. I like every bit of it, man. I just like the presentation. Just God. the Kiss My Ass Club. How about that? I see Taz on that over there too.
Yeah, it's WrestleMania. What do you think he is? A fucking goof?
Well,
it's JR.
You really want me to answer that?
Well, we're on Patreon. He won't hear it.
Okay. All right.
But no, it's Raw and SmackDown teams. He's on the SmackDown team with Michael Cole. Jerry Lawler is on the Raw team with Jim Ross, of course.
So who's the little ring announcer here?
That's Lillian Garcia. She's got a podcast now called Chasing Glory. Be sure to never listen. I mean, be sure to listen anywhere you enjoy podcasts.
Lillian. Right.
How about referee Jack Doan there? He's with the WWE since the Hogan era. He's no longer there though. Because he gained a little weight and Vince told him to lose it and he didn't lose it fast enough. So he's fired.
Well, there you go. Good excuse.
You know, I would take that bump. You want to hit me over the head with paper? Do it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what JR really likes about this match?
He's seeing somebody beat up Vince for once.
Well, there's another thing too. Vince is not screaming in his ear.
That's true.
Because he's in the ring.
That's true.
Oh, here comes the Spirit Squad or whatever they're called.
One of these damn cheerleaders, the Spirit Squad. Remember, no holds barred. No one can be disqualified. McMahon's always got a plan. He's always got exit strategy.
How great was it when we saw them the other week with Shane McMahon and Vince McMahon, and the call was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit Squad?
When was that?
When Vince McMahon tag teamed with God, how about that? Throwing him so high in the air. Right. That was unbelievable. I don't know if you recognize, but one of those fellas there is Dolph Ziggler.
In the middle. Yeah. It's the one, the blonde hair right there.
Yeah.
The guy with the headband on. I work with him a little bit in MLW.
ML Dub.
Yeah.
And by the way, check this out.
Opportunity to recuperate over here. Now these guys are going to try to nurse him back to health.
I can see why Mr. McMahon was so confident when he strutted down to the ring. He's always got a plan B. And Michaels now.
Can you imagine how bad that hurt for real?
Mm. Great elevation on that, man.
What you need to do, Michaels.
I wanted to make sure you got the sound effect for that one.
Oh, Bula Bula. Bring your megaphone again, you idiots. Give Michaels a weapon.
Fans are not reacting to the Spirit Squad too well.
No, they got go away heat. Nobody cares.
Yeah, right. I don't know which one that is. I know I've worked with him, but he had some hops, didn't he? He could spring. Wow. This is to say the least, a very interesting match. Oh, Vince could Well, you would think he would, since he's been in his whole life. You'd think, I mean, he can work a little bit, can he?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about not only being able to do the character, which we know, but I mean, being able to do some things in the ring.
I mean, you know, for, you got to appreciate an older guy who doesn't wrestle, who hasn't really been trained to wrestle for real beyond some sessions with Tom Pritchard. And I'm not saying that that doesn't count, but I'm just saying,
yeah,
normally, if you're going to be on WrestleMania in a featured match like this, you've been wrestling for years and years. Oh, the belt comes off. Does Vince know how to do that or what?
Yeah.
The intent to beat the hell out of Shawn Michaels. And now Michaels been quick like a government.
Lay him in, Vince. There you go.
Mr. McMahon and the leather strap smacking a hide. Tearing the flesh.
You wonder, is that what happened when Shane brought home a C on his report card? Or he missed a pop fly in Little League?
I'm not sure. There's one guy on the front row that's really into this shit. He was over. I don't know if he was. Yeah, you know, I mean, I know it's 05. See the guy in the black?
Yeah.
I know it's 05. I know it was 15, 16 years ago or whatever. And I know fans, you know, back then, they just want to be seen on TV. But there's one guy who's like, man, just overly into it. But good for him.
He's a super fan or he's drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 06, by the way.
All right. It's 06. All right. Sinus is Sean. Please kick here. It's George Nalapatano. Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Oh, look at him pretending to mock Sean.
Wait a minute. McMahon is working himself into a frenzy here. Oh, no. We got to be careful. Tuning up. Can't carry a tune.
Tune up the band.
But he might kick Michael's head off. The chairman. Like, blocked. It was blocked. The Cloven Hook is caught. Michael's blocked. The attempted super kick. Oh. And McMahon can't block the right hands of Shawn Michaels.
They did not even pop when he caught the kick.
Do you think Vince, or do you think Sean was kind of looking forward? Here comes the kip up. He always did this after that move.
Yeah.
Do you think Shane, I'll get it right. Do you think Sean enjoyed chopping Vince? He had to, right?
Oh, sure he did.
Oh, he's going to like this too. That's for stiffing me on that payoff in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Other than that though, I mean, Shawn Michaels was always his boy though, wasn't he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I just realized on the latest WHW that you and I recorded? We forgot to do your inner dialogue. So maybe we could have some inner dialogue going here on the show.
Like right now?
Yeah. Whenever you want.
All right.
I'm too old to be doing this shit. Okay. What's our next spot? It doesn't fucking matter. I'm a billionaire. I'll just lay here and let that little jumping bean jump on me. Should have been Eddie Guerrero here. Where was I here? Goddamn, pal. I'm going to go back and get on the headset and tell JR what a piece of shit he is. As a matter of fact, I tell all announcers what piece of shit they are. That's why this announcer from MLB only lasted 3 weeks. Because it's different. Let me get up here. Okay. I get up to my knees. My hands into my knees, and I get up.
Oh,
Shane, thank God you came in with the kendo stick. Got my breath now. Look at this fucking referee. Is he fat or what? Okay, what are we doing? What's our next? Oh, what do you pull out of your dick? Oh, you're going to do, what are you going to do? Oh, yeah, I got an idea. No, wait a minute. I got an idea. I'll zip down my pants and you put it on my pecker and then we'll put it on his neck and we'll force him. Oh, no, wait a minute. I got it. Okay. He gonna kiss my ass. Oh, man. Take a look at this 60-year-old ass that's all tanned up with hot stuff sprayed all over it. Come on. Put him up to my cheeks. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'm kind of getting aroused here. Oh, okay. I'm waiting for the kiss. Oh my God. I'm familiar. That kiss. That's like a family kiss. That's like a what the fuck? Oh God, right in the old pecker. Oh, Oh, God. Oh, Shawnee's supposed to work a ball shot. Oh, Shawnee's supposed to work a ball shot. Oh, what are we going to do now? Okay, let's see. Got my ass, got my picker, got my son, got my handcuffs. Where are we going for this? Okay, here we go. Sean, I'm still selling the picker a shot over here, Sean. Okay, I hope you got him strapped. I hope you got him strapped. I still sell it. What the fuck? Where's he got in his hand? Sean, I'm still selling the picker shot here. Where are we going? I can't even see it. But okay. All right. Okay.
For the first one. Okay. Shawn Michaels taunting the man. Right off! Oh, my God!
Boy, Shane takes some bumps, wouldn't he?
The Singapore King! Ah.
I wonder if Sean's inner dialogue was, should have been me. I should have been his son. I should have been the boss.
I should have been the man. Hell, I'd have married Stephanie if I knew. I hadn't married Rebecca. But man, you could lay in it with. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's known as a distraction in the wrestling business. So Vince could do his business. And now when he comes up, it's gonna look a little different, I would guess.
Yeah, that chair shot was pretty fucking stiff.
The chair was bent around McMahon's head.
Lay it in, pal. Oh, not like that.
Oh, McMahon has opened up. I think McMahon is bleeding. That's just too damn bad. JR, how happy are you right now? Shawn Michaels tuning up the van. Give it to him, Shawn. Put him away. Put him away. What is this? Shawn, you got it. McMahon's gone. Get him, you.
Shawn should pull his
McMahon's
pants
on Queer Street.
Why do you want to see his pants down? What's wrong?
Well, that would. Oh, my God. Why not? A freaking ladder. Why not?
Well, so far we've had a kendo stick, kiss my ass spot.
Yeah.
Handcuffs. A cheerleader horn.
Yeah.
And now a ladder. Oh, and a
ladder. And a well, it's no holes barred.
That. He seemed to be a little bit out of a different mindset entirely. Like,
oh, now, wait a minute.
Probably an understatement.
Going a little too far here. Look out! Great!
Welcome to Home Depot. McMahon is bleeding and bleeding.
What a great line. Welcome to Home Depot.
Oh, God, JR.
That's some thick ass blood right there. That's plasma.
Yeah, plasma is what that is. You know, entertaining shit, man. But the fans just ain't into it. And I don't know why. Because Sean is such a good performer and Vince is such a wonderful heel. Fuck. Kayfabe, man. Kayfabe is dead. Shit, bring in a trash can or two here. Come on now. Come on, bring in a trash can. Bring in the sun.
Would rather be hit with a chair, a ladder, or a trash can.
Oh, okay. Now we got a table. Holy shit. What else are we going to bring in? Okay. Man. So I got a handcuff. Oh, fuck. Help me understand here why fans are not into this.
I don't know.
Because I like
Michaels
it.
Michaels castrated of his personal dignity at the Saturday Night Main Event. He's gaining more than his share of retribution.
What about that? No! Oh, he just reminded Vince of that public urine test he was going to take.
I'd take the trash can over the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah. On AEW Unrestricted, we interviewed Frankie Kazarian.
Great guy.
Great guy. And he was talking about the match that he had at PWG with Scorpio Sky. And he told Sky was supposed to hit him with a chair. And Frankie said all day, I said, lay it in. Sky said, are you sure? He said, yeah, fucking lay it in. Make it look good. Lay it in. He said, all day I handled him, lay it in. He said, so he picked up the chair. And when he hit me, I went, too hard. And I just crumpled. And Sky just looked at me and says, God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Frankie said, I'll never say that again. Because I
too hard.
Boom.
And Sean's on top of the ladder. Here we go.
Good idea, Sean.
Good stuff.
The hell is Shawn Michaels thinking? Tell me he's thought of something more devious than that. What's left? Maybe Shawn is showing some compassion. Maybe McMahon has not driven Shawn to the old Shawn Michaels after all.
Shane thinks his dad's off the hook.
Hard right hand.
What you get for thinking?
On a helpless Shane McMahon again, handcuffed by.
What else can be left under there, JR?
My God.
So he swapped a ladder for a bigger ladder.
Oh,
by the way,
God.
This entire time, mm-hmm. Vince McMahon has been laying on the table.
I like how every time he goes to get his gimmicks, he hits Shane just for good measure. Kid with a pink sign at front said, you screwed Brett. Yeah, you bought it, kid.
Well, you bought it. You said it was a work.
It was a work. The kid thought it was real. Even Vice bought it.
Listen to you.
Yeah, it's all right.
I didn't know.
People, do you know what? You remember Man in the Moon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. When I saw that and they did the reveal of Jerry Lawler sitting there with Andy Kaufman, there were people in the movie theater that gasped, going, "Oh my God!" That was a great work too. I love great works. Not many have been great works. The Kaufman Lawler thing, the Montreal screw job.
You don't think Brett would have revealed it was a work when Owen died?
Vince Russo calling Hulk Hogan a piece of shit. I love works. I love super works. Love them.
You realize that Hogan got a settlement there.
Okay. Did he really?
Yeah. And real good, cash.
Good,
here we go.
Good, good. He's probably owed cash anyway. Whoa!
Now I need Vince to just roll him up with a schoolboy.
All right, let's see. Sean, wow. Jesus Christ, pinning. He's all tied up in this shit. Oh, what else can he do? Fuck. Okay.
Well, he hasn't set him on fire yet.
No. Hasn't jabbed the ladder up his ass.
There's been no thumbtacks yet.
Yeah, right. Nor glass tubes. Jesus. Is that Gary Capetta? That looks like Gary Capetta.
To snap here. Shawn Michaels has reverted back to a place where I swear to you, I thought he would never be.
We saw glimpses of that earlier tonight when he was in his interview.
Oh! There you go. Blowing snot got the biggest pop of the night.
Of this generation, of this era, the old Shawn Michaels, that was commonplace. I thought we would never see the old Shawn Michaels. McMahon doesn't look like a winner, but he may be winning this match. The champ.
Watch this. You're knocking your teeth down your throat.
You heard. Splash kick up. McMahon's a bloody mess. The two, the three.
I think I'm key.
Here is your winner.
I know I'm sexy.
The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
What do you think?
Had the angle where he had been cheating on Linda and been in love with, who was it?
Yeah, it was years prior.
That was years prior. So that's already happened. Okay. Yeah. Because it kind of looks like Linda standing in the front there cheering. See, the lady with the black sweater and the green in front.
Linda would not be across from the hard cam.
No, she would not. But I was just, you just never know, wondering.
Well, wow, so you never saw that. What'd you think?
No, I expected Vince to do something at the end and win. You know, because Sean was like, you know, got his face. I got you, bam, bam, bam. And I get ready to kick and something happens and he loses and kiss my dad's ass. Here we go.
There it is.
Here comes. Oof. Oh.
A chair shot was legit, dude.
Yeah, it was. There you go.
I look at Vince, though.
Defiant till the end, man.
What in the world?
He has been battered bloody, but he's still breathing. Sam lives.
Oh, my God.
The devil on earth breathes.
I don't know how he breathes after what we saw. Look at this. Like you said.
So listen, it wasn't Sean and Eddie, but it was a damn good spectacle.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was very entertaining.
And listen, we had a lot of fun watching it back, showing it to Tony for the very first time. We hope you guys enjoyed revisiting this as much as we did 15 years ago.
Yeah, I love old WrestleMania matches. I love from this era because I didn't see it, and they had some great shit during this era. And like you said, this was right after, I guess it was very soon after Eddie died, right?
Yes.
This happened? Yeah. Yes. So thank you, Frank Bruno. Thank you very much. Great, great stuff. And the shots that these people get are just phenomenal. Just absolutely phenomenal.
Well, listen, this has been a lot of fun, and we can't thank you guys enough for all that you do for us. This has been a blast for us to go back and watch these old matches. Either way, I'm just a big fan of what we're doing here and can't thank you guys enough for what you do for Tony and I's family and appreciate your support. It means a lot. And thanks for sticking with us. We hope that we've been fun for you guys.
Thank you, Frank Bruno. And thank you, Aaron Halliday, both for our bonus episodes in May. We'll have a couple more bonus episodes coming up in June, of course. And of course, we will have some more special news about our big get together. So a lot of fun there.
Well, right now, Tony, looks like it's about that time.
Conrad Thompson has pulled his pants down. And he has stuck his ass out and he wants everybody to kiss his. First of all, they're dragging Dave Soul over and he kisses Conrad's ass. And now Pondwater Dave, they're dragging his little ass over and he kisses Conrad's ass. And now they're going to kill. They're dragging over. Oh my God. Mike Dawkins. Dawkins is threatening to sue. Too bad. You're going to kiss his ass. And now Matt Coon is asleep on the mat. Conrad will have to waddle over and put his ass on his face. We're desperately out of time. See you next time on What Happened When with bonus episodes each and every month on
Patreon. Patreon.com/WHW Monday.